Worship Radio 247 online. We've come to that time today where we're going to break bread. But first, before we do that, I want to read you some scripture. And I always do this. It's a matter of course with me that whenever we break bread, I do this because I want us to pray beforehand. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and from verse 27, he says this: "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord." That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why so many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. Yet when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned among the world, along with the world. So, my dear brothers and sisters, when you gather for the Lord's Supper, wait for each other. If you're really hungry, eat at home so that you won't bring judgment upon yourself when you meet together. Beloved, that's what we need to do. We need to examine ourselves before Almighty God. And I believe we have to ask Him to rid any sin that is in our lives. Romans 3 in the 23rd verse says, "We all sin and fall short." Beloved, whether you believe it or not, we have sin in our lives and it needs to be got rid of. We need to examine ourselves now before Almighty God before we do this. So I want to play some music just very briefly, and then I want to pray, and I want us to pray corporately and together. I'll lead you and you just repeat what I say.
I need you.
Let's just do that right now. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for this time that we can spend together, Father, before you, worshipping you in spirit and in truth, and breaking bread and remembering when your Son Jesus gave his life for us, Lord, 2,000 years ago on the cross at Calvary. And I give you all the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Let's pray corporately together now.
Find me once again.
Heavenly Father, repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I ask you to forgive me of any sin that is in my life right now. Wash me clean, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood, the precious blood shed by your Son 2,000 years ago on the cross at Calvary. And if there is unforgiveness in my heart, Lord, I ask you to point it out now so that it can be dealt with immediately. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and glory to God. Amen. Beloved, I'm going to play a song for you right now, and as I play this song, I want you to reflect on that. If there is any unforgiveness, I want you to let it go. Let it go now before the Lord, before we break bread. This is Paul Baloche, All Because of the Cross.
I can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Wonderful, that's Paul Baloche. And all because of the cross. Well, beloved, We're breaking bread here. And today, I haven't got red wine. I've got schlurp. A red schlurp. But you can use fruit juice. You can use Ribena. You can use red wine. And also some bread. And this is what the Word of God says. It says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord took some bread. He gave thanks to God for it, and then he broke it into pieces. And he said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Beloved, let's take the bread now and eat it together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your broken body broken for us. Thank you for the suffering that you suffered on the cross for us, Lord. And we give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your name. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Thank you, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb.
I need you.
In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." Let's take the cup now and drink together. Lord God Almighty, we give you the honor and the power and the praise to your name. And we magnify your name, Lord. And we say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Hallelujah. And glory to God. We're going to continue to worship now. This is just beautiful. And allow the love of the Lord to fall now in Jesus' name. Allow his Holy Spirit to fill you full. Father, I pray now that all who are listening, whether on the repeat or the live show, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would fill